Yes, you see it. CEO is on blast. Andy Owens, CEO, president of Milanov High Tech Furniture Chair Company, said some things in a Zoom call to her 7,600 staff members that I don't think went over too well. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to unpack this thing. As we say on the slogan, let's talk about it. CEO, the company is based up in Michigan. They rerouted the company. Now the company is located over in, I think, Stamford, Connecticut. 7,600 employees, Milanov headquarters. CEO Andy Owen went to Zoom call and just basically told the employees how she feel about making that money. She said, hey, we got to make the money, y'all. Y'all worried about how much your bonuses is. Don't worry about those bonuses. You need to be worried about making some more money. Ladies and gentlemen, in a way, she's right. In a way, she's wrong. But I'm going to let you guys check out the video as to how she said it, the way she said it, and you guys can determine whether or not, you know, hey, was she right? Was she wrong? Here we go.
Motivated if we're not going to get a bonus. What can we do? What can we do? Some of them were nice and some of them were not so nice. So I'm going to address this head on. The most important thing we can do right now is focus on the things that we can control. None of us could have predicted COVID. None of us could have predicted supply chain. None of us could have predicted bank failures. But what we can do is stay in front of our customers, provide the best customer service we can, get our orders out our door, treat each other well, be kind, be respectful, focus on the future because it will be bright. It's not good to be in the situation we're in today, but we're not going to be here forever. It is going to get better. So lead. Lead by example, treat people well, talk to them, be kind, and get after it. Don't ask about what are we going to do if we don't get a bonus. Get the damn $26 million. Spend your time and your effort thinking about the $26 million we need and not thinking about what you're going to do if we don't get a bonus. All right? Can I get some commitment for that? I would appreciate that. I had an old boss who said to me one time, you can visit Pity City, but you can't live there. So people, leave Pity City. Let's get it done. Thank you. Have a great day.
Now, I like that part she did at the end, though. She said, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, she has some good points in there, though. You have to give her credit. Leave Pity City. There's a lot of people who lives in Pity City. They can't get away from it. They strive on it. You know, that's their livelihood, to just be in self-pity all the time. But one thing Miss Owen didn't realize, she was speaking in Pity City herself. When she was speaking in reference to, just think about that $26 million. And my thing is, with as it goes across the screen, it says Andy Owen earned a total compensation of about $5 million in 2022, which included her over $1 million salary and $1.2 million in bonuses. 7,600 employees. $26 million in revenue, I think she said. Let's go back and hear this one more time when she said.
We're in today, but we're not going to be here forever. It is going to get better. So lead. Lead by example. Treat people well.
Great point. Lead by example. Treat people well. This is where I think it goes south, to where I don't think her employees and a lot of the rest of the world is saying, hey, are you treating your employees well? Bye. Your bonuses and what you're telling them to do and not think about, because you're thinking about your top end and your bottom end, which will be your bonuses when you're getting 1.2 million. Listen to what she says.
Talk to them, be kind, and get after it. Don't ask about what are we going to do if we don't get a bonus. Get the damn $26 million. Spend your time and your effort thinking about the $26 million we need.
Now, she says, get to $26 million. Spend your time thinking about. She wants the employees to spend their time thinking about the 26 million, but don't spend their time thinking about their bonus. If they're thinking about their bonus, then quite naturally, they're going to do a good job so they can get that 26 million so that they can get another bonus. It's a catch 22. She's saying it right, but she's saying the right things, but she's saying it wrong. She's saying it very selfish to where she's in Pity City, only thinking about making that big money for the company so she can get her big money at the end. But in reality, I think she was really talking about everybody doing a great job so that if we meet that quota of 26 million, I don't think that's the total amount of what the company made for a year, but that quota that needed to meet was 26 million. If they can meet that quota, then everybody can get their bonuses. I think that's really what she was trying to say, but it just didn't go over well. And Sister Gal, you tickle me right here when you're doing this talk off right here. Check it out, y'all.
By example, treat people well, talk to them, be kind, and get after it. Don't ask about what are we going to do if you don't get a bonus. Get the damn $26 million. Spend your time and your effort thinking about the $26 million we need and not thinking about what you're going to do if we don't get a bonus. All right? Can I get some commitment for that? I would appreciate that.
Can she get some commitment, ladies and gentlemen? Spend your time thinking about that $26 million. Now, since that aired, you know, it says that... Let's go over here. It says, since then, Owen has tried to cut costs in a variety of ways. As the share price plunged, the company announced earlier this month that it will lose a manufacturing plant in Wisconsin and lay off 162 employees and otherwise shift its focus to more hybrid collaborative work environments and online sales. And bottom line is, since COVID hit, a lot of companies, since COVID-19, you know, hit the globe, a lot of companies have employees working from home. So therefore, office furniture is not a big high demand like it used to be pre-COVID-19. So that's where her Pity City rant is really truly coming from in reference to what are we going to do in reference to getting this money so that, you know, we can stay where we were 2 to 3 years ago. Because, you know, the sales, the share price has plunged. And that's really what she's looking at, is that. And I don't blame. I mean, a lot of companies have to look at stuff like that. I mean, you got to, y'all too funny. But she did say it. I just cut what I said. She did say it at the end. She said, boom. It just tickled me so much that for her to be so serious and adamant about that quota, then throw in something so hilarious as boom. Like, I'm done. I dropped the mic. I say what I need to say. Say, you guys, 7,600 employees minus 162, you guys need to go back to work, stay to work. Let's hit that quota. Let's get the job well done. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, leave your comments in the comment section as to what you think about this. Once again, the CEO, President Andy Owen, she's in the hot seat right now. And I mean, if you ran a company, and like she said, treat people well, treat people nice, treat people kind. She didn't say anything rude. Only thing, she just agitated about hearing about bonuses. Bonuses, bonuses. When she see that the numbers are plunging, and her thing is, we need to keep those numbers up so that, I don't really think she was really thinking about her money per se, but I think what she was saying is, guys, you're more worried about your bonuses. You guys don't see what I see. Maybe they've had more than one a group call, group meeting in reference to the numbers. But what she's seeing is those numbers are going down, 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 down. And maybe she's fed up about hearing about bonuses and not hearing more about what we're going to do so that we can keep those bonuses coming in for the upcoming year. Guys, that's my tale on it. I'm going to say it one more time. We're going to go back. We're going to do this one more again. You guys let me know what you think about what she said in reference to that $26 million.
People, well, talk to them, be kind, and get after it. Don't ask about what are we going to do if you don't get a bonus. Get the damn $26 million. Spend your time and your effort thinking about the $26 million we need and not thinking about what you're going to do if we don't get a bonus.
That's right.
To them, be kind and get after it. Don't ask about what are we going to do if we don't get a bonus. Get the damn $26 million. Spend your time and your effort thinking about the $26 million we need and not thinking about what you're going to do if we don't get a bonus. Get the damn $26 million. Spend your time and your effort thinking about the $26 million we need and not thinking about what you're going to do if we don't get a bonus. All right? Can I get some commitment for that? I would appreciate that.
Give her some.
I had an old boss who said to me one time, you can visit Pity City, but you can't live there. So people, leave Pity City. Let's get it done. Thank you. Have a great day.
Boom. Until next time, y'all stay up.